This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. The Israeli army says two airstrikes in the West Bank have killed 9 Palestinian militants. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has the story.
As violence flares in the Israeli-occupied territory, the Israeli army said its forces struck a vehicle carrying 5 militants. They said that the occupants were on their way to carry out an attack. The 5 men were later identified by Hamas as militants, including one who was a local commander. A Palestinian news agency said that they were taken to a hospital, with 4 of the bodies being burned and charred beyond recognition. In a separate attack, Israel's military said it had killed 4 more Palestinian militants in the Tulkarim area shortly after they opened fire on Israeli troops operating in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights. This is notable as because of the financial crisis in Lebanon, most banks limit the amount of money that can be withdrawn. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Friday revoked plea deals agreed to earlier this week with the man and 2 accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, who are currently held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Ryan Chang from Reuters has more.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his 2 accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalia, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. This is VOA News. Donald Trump says he'll skip an ABC debate with Kamala Harris in September and wants them to face off on Fox News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In a social media post, former President Donald Trump says he agreed to a debate with President Biden on ABC, not with Kamala Harris. And earlier in the week, inserted a dig against her at a black journalist convention.
You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
Also Wednesday, Vice President Harris challenged him to keep the September date.
Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say,
these differing plans, though, seem to make it increasingly unlikely the candidates will confront one another face-to-face before the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A number of British police officers have been injured as far-right activists faced off with anti-racism protesters following a stabbing rampage at a dance class earlier this week that left 3 girls dead and several wounded. With dozens of protests scheduled to take place around the country this weekend, police have mounted a significant security operation, deploying thousands more officers onto the streets, many in their riot gear. On Saturday, Merseyside police said a number of officers were injured during the, quote, serious disorder in the center of Liverpool. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach slammed the hate speech being thrown at 2 boxers at the Paris 2024 Olympics. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
IOC President Thomas Bach says hate speech directed at female boxers at the Olympics
is totally unacceptable.
Algeria's Imani Khalif and Taiwan's Lin Yuting have been scrutinized about their gender.
We will not take part in a sometimes politically motivated cultural war.
Both boxers were disqualified at last year's World Championship by an organization banished from the Olympics. The Russian-led International Boxing Association cited gender-based tests that are still unspecified and unproven. The IOC head says the boxers are born women, raised women, have passports as women, and competed for years as women. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of people rallied in the streets of Venezuela's capital, waving the national flag and singing the national anthem in support of an opposition candidate they believe won the presidential election by a landslide. The government has declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner of last Sunday's poll, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado addressed the ecstatic crowd Saturday, saying, quote, never has the regime been so weak. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.